The plan, announced last summer as part of an overall state energy plan, spends $8 billion to keep three nuclear power plants in upstate New York running for at least another dozen years. Cuomo's energy officials have said it's part of a bridge to achieving half of the state's energy from renewable sources by 2030. But critics, including some environmental groups, say it's an expensive bailout for the nuclear industry that will be financed by ratepayers around the state. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group, which conducted a study detailing the potential costs of what they call a new tax.
Ultimately, the $7.7 billion will be paid by the public in the various ways that it plays out. Higher prices, higher taxes, however it works, direct increase in their utility rates.
Assemblyman Steve Englebright, a Democrat from Long Island who chairs the Environmental Conservation Committee, agreed with Horner's testimony. He says the additional costs could be compounded by utility ratepayers who also use public transportation or shop at stores that have to raise their prices due to higher electric rates.
Taxation without representation is tyranny, some of our forefathers said, and if you don't call it a tax, but it's really a tax, it does have an echo in history.
Representatives from Governor Cuomo's Public Service Commission did not attend the hearing, even though they were invited by assembly members. A PSC spokesman says the invite came too late and that there were scheduling conflicts. But spokesman James Den says the agency is submitting extensive written testimony. The PSCs argued that the nuclear plants provide clean fuel while the state transitions to more renewable energy sources. The chair of the PSC, Audrey Zibelman, is resigning at the end of the month. She's taking a job in Australia. Supporters, including the company that will own the three power plants, Exelon Energy, and local officials where the power plants are located, say losing them would have a devastating economic impact. Two of the plants are located in Oswego. Its mayor, William Barlow, said in his testimony that the power plants are the backbone of the community. He says the Fitzpatrick power plant alone is the source of a significant number of good-paying jobs.
If Fitzpatrick had closed, for example, upstate New York would lose 615 jobs, opportunities for 1,000 building tradesmen and skilled workers who are involved in refueling, maintenance, and plant outages, $500 million per year in regional economic activity.
He says the plants also pay millions of dollars in property taxes. Joseph Packer, the site vice president of Ginay Nuclear Power Plant outside Rochester, says the tax money goes to local schools and towards infrastructure like road and bridge upkeep.
Combined with the fact that if you shut these units down, the next replacement power sources are more expensive. So not only would they lose the tax base, power prices would indeed go up if these units shut down.
Governor Cuomo has a much different attitude when it comes to a nuclear power plant downstate, Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant in Westchester County. His administration is on a fast track to close that plant by 2021, and his top energy officials testified at a hearing on the proposed Indian Point closure earlier in the month. The legislature has limited power to stop the upstate nuclear bailout unless they introduce and pass new legislation to change the state's energy policy, which could likely face a veto from the governor. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.